grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pig?
He says, direct your feet. Have you ever noticed that? And that just direct your feet.
Is your step.
Life can be so I like what he said.
Willie Blues Man. Because of the upcoming Jazz and Blues Festival. Willie's really big into that.
Oh, yeah.
Get that right. My man, Frank Opinion.
Not afraid. This rover.
Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone.
Oh, that's just not right.
Careful, Willie.
Sorry.
Gold dust at my feet.
On the sunny side of the street, yeah.
Well, you're all excited, aren't you, about the Jazz and Blues Festival?
I couldn't be no more excited than if I was twins. I gotta go get a drink of water.
All right. Hurry back.
It's a big time in Webster.
That's right. Jazz and Blues Fest. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are, the 12th of September. And I'm going to have a little commentary about blues music in a moment. But first, Burke segment. Do we have any?
Yes, I have something.
And now, contributing to the Burke segment, I present Eon the Peon.
Thank you very
much.
I saw the story today. This is from a St. Louis restaurant. It doesn't say which one, but this is going around the internet today. She had a couple sisters and another guy.
The owner?
The server.
Oh.
The server had a couple sisters and another guy at a table. Mm-hmm. And, they had a course of the meal. You know, they had their meal and everything. And during the course of the meal, one of the sisters told the server that she would be paying. And then she said, don't tell my sister how I tip. Today I'm your guardian angel. And so after the bill comes and, you know, they sign and everything, she sees the receipt. It says, tip $200,000.
What?
And so the server later called the credit card company, and the credit card company declines tips that seem excessive.
Yeah, no kidding.
So essentially now this is, some people are saying this is just a scam, because once you go to put in the total, you know, you swipe the credit card, because I've had some experience with that. You swipe the card, you put in the tip amount, and so essentially it's going to void the whole amount. The credit card company will not cover
at the time you're paying for your meal right there. Why do they not come back right there at the table?
Because you have to finalize. And anything with a tip, you have, you know.
So it approves, it approves the meal amount.
But then you have to finalize it before it actually gets sent off with the tip included. Because
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because you have to add the tip to the amount. For the credit card doesn't pay the bill first and then the tip separate. It's not two transactions. It's one.
Yeah, it adds it all up.
So now this is just a scam, essentially, where the credit card company.
But if it's all one transaction, let's say I go to dinner and the bill is $68, and I say, here's a $100,000 tip. Won't the server go back and run the card for, $168,000? And she comes back and goes, I'm sorry, that's denied your card.
No, because.
So she's only approving the $68.
Right, but then it has to go to the credit card company later, and then they get the amount with the tip included. So now it's not going to go through at all.
So they get a free meal.
Essentially. So this is a scam now. Where
My advice to me, if you're going to do it, don't do it to quite so exaggerated. To make it a $10,000 tip.
Right. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Maybe there's a threshold where
that might actually go through.
But it has to be something. So, yeah. So now this is a scam. And then all that can happen now is later, they'll, even if the credit card company contacts the person who left the tip, and they'll say, "Well, no, I didn't leave. I didn't put an amount like that." And so it'll just be, you know, up in the air now, where they won't know what to do. So.
Yeah, I think you new just scam. Gave a lot of people an idea how to screw people.
Well, way to go. Servers that are out there.
Servers,
listening.
Beware.
Yes.
They just need to watch for that and say $200,000 tip.
Right.
Yeah,
but I don't know what you do then. I don't know what you.
You would have to go to the manager and have the manager come over to the table and say, "I'm sorry."
But all the people have to say is, "No, this is what I want to leave." And
yeah,
what
but
are you,
you know what? The chances are that's not really what they want to leave. I know there's that rare chance that the person really is given $200,000. What are the chances of that, though?
But if you're really going along with the scam, you'll say, "Yes, this is the tip I want to leave."
Did you say the waitress's sister was sitting at the table?
No,
she was serving.
There were two sisters at the table she was serving.
Oh,
and another.
Two sisters.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, "I'm your guardian angel." She won the lottery, and then she gave her a $200,000 tip, and that was it. But
it could have been. That's why the server didn't know. The server didn't know she was getting scammed. So,
wow.
So that's interesting. And then another thing I saw, they're re-releasing The Little Mermaid in theaters again. But I saw today. Why? I don't know. Money. Why does Disney do anything they do to make more money?
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to do a thing now where they're going to ask kids and parents to bring in iPads where the kid will have a Little Mermaid app where it'll have things like sing-alongs, like during the movie, where you can follow along the lyrics and everything, and little side games to play. I don't know if that's a good idea to start.
I don't think it's a good idea at all. Why not put that on the screen if you want to do it? Because now they're not even watching the movie.
Right.
They're looking at their little computer.
To start enticing people to start bringing in tablets to
my daughter. That was a big deal when my daughter was little, at Little Mermaid.
Oh, it's a huge movie.
Yeah.
All those
Beauty
songs were
Beast.
So popular. Yeah.
What's one song from Little Mermaid?
Under the Sea with the Sebastian, the lobster.
Can you sing any of it?
Under the sea. He had that Jamaican accent.
Yeah, now that you've done it.
Do you remember it now?
Precisely. Yeah, I remember. It sounded just like him. Yeah. Under the sea. Remember when Saturday Night Live did that skit with Osama being thrown into the sea?
Yes, it was all the Little Mermaid characters.
Yes. Hilarious. Anything else?
No, that's all.
I like the Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Yeah, we know you do. Dan, do you have any contributions?
I do not.
All right, let's close. Burke's segment is officially closed. All right, now today, we say this every Thursday, but it's true. Thursday is our most wide-open day for phone calls. Our goal is to take more phone calls on Thursday than we do any other day. So knock yourselves out. 314-969 KTRS, toll-free 888-550. KTRS. KTRS, of course, is 5877. Anything goes. We don't care. We have some stuff. And your stuff added to it, hopefully, will fill 3 hours. Now, in the show previous to this one, John Carney.
That was John Brown.
No, that's before that. This is Vic and Trish and John Brown. John Carney was talking about the Jazz and Blues Festival. And as soon as they were talking about it, I got to thinking about blues. Now, I know there are a lot of people who love blues, like a lot of people love bluegrass. I don't care for bluegrass. And it's not that I don't like blues. It's that blues, to me, is one of those genres. Every time I say that word, it sounds like I'm trying to be fancy.
Yes.
That all sound the same to me. Kind of like rap music all sounds exactly alike to me. Blues does. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm going to make up a blues song as I sing it, because to me, blues, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the guy is just sort of saying what he's thinking as he's singing the blues, and like rappers, has the ability to rhyme a couple of words. I'll give you an example, and I'm proud to announce that accompanying me in my blues song that I'm making up as I sing, is one of the greatest blues harmonica players in the St. Louis area, the one and only Dan Strauss.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm making up a song right now. I'm going to call it "So Blue I Can't Stand It."
Okay.
And this is pretty much what all blues songs sound like to me. Here we go. And I got coached on this by Willie the Blues Man. And thank you, Willie, for that, kind of how to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so blue that I can't stand it. Since my baby said goodbye, I'm so blue I can't stand it. Since my baby said goodbye, ain't nothing left for me to do but maybe lay right down and die. Lost my job last Friday morning. Boss said, don't need me no more. Well, that was actually a good note.
I know.
Lost my job last Friday morning. Boss said, don't need you no more. Gave me $20 severance. Then he showed me to the door. It's almost over.
Third verse.
Wow.
My dear mama died last Thursday from a car crash she was in. My dear mama died last Thursday from a car crash she was in. Got no mama, got no woman. I'm the bluest I've ever been.
Wow.
Are we going to the Webster Jazz and Blues Fest?
Thank you, Willie. Willie said it was pretty good.
Are we going to do something there?
I'm thinking about submitting that.
Yeah, we should.
To be as part of the, what do you call the rundown, the sheet, what they call that? They've got a list of
playlist?
Set list.
Oh, yeah,
set list.
And
to me, see, that's blues. You just keep adding to it. You go, my dear brother got the cancer.
Right.
And then you do that line. And then the next line is...
horrible things happening.
Neighbor shot my dog last Tuesday. And you know, my mom or your dog, your job, your car broke down. And that's the blues. And again, what I like about it is you can actually understand it. I can understand the lyrics. I can't understand rap, hip-hop, but I understand the blues. And everybody has that kind of... Look, a lot of people say country music, can't stand it. They just absolutely don't get it and can't stand it. So I get that, too. And I made this up, to each his own.
Oh.
Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS.
Oh, no.
Or call toll-free if you want to. 888-550-KTRS. You can call others if you want to, but why not call the best? Thank you so much. Okay, and again, 969-KTRS, that's a 314. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great.
I don't know if I have more blues over the singing or the harmonica playing. I'm trying to decide.
Well, the harmonica is pretty depressing.
All around, it's very depressing.
Pretty depressing.
It adds to it, doesn't it?
Well, I'm AM and the PM, too.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what's got me in the blues? This insurance thing going on. Have you... I don't know if you're self-insured or what you're doing, but with this care going out there, it is crazy. Everybody's got the blues. They are so... upset about it. Here's
all I'm going to say about this, and because it's so political, but here's what I'll say. And make a note, everybody, that I said this. Wait and see what happens next year. Just wait and see. It's going to be unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. And that could mean it's going to be great. It's going to be a catastrophe. I'll just leave it at that. I think most of this country has no idea what's coming.
Well, it's crazy because my rate just went up 50%. I went from a family of five paying $500 a month to $760 a month. Mm-hmm. And all the people that work less than 3 days a week, they won't even sell them insurance. They're not even allowed to buy it through their company anymore.
And you know, if we start this, there are going to be people who call and say, "Oh, it's a great thing." Yeah, there'll be some exceptions, but overall, and I'm not even going to get into anything. I'm just saying, just wait and see.
Oh, it's got so many people with the blues. That's why I had to call. I'm like, oh,
maybe I need
the people that can't afford it. They don't even know if they're going to be able to afford the other stuff either.
Maybe I need to create a blues song about insurance,
yeah.
And have Dan accompany me on that. Bruce, thank you for the call.
I love you.
Let me love you more, not in a sexual way. And it gives me great pleasure, and I think I know what prompted this call. Dan's harmonica player. What happens is when a musician breaks out his instrument, other musicians jump on board.
Oh, yeah.
Like Norman, the kazoo player, who's with us now. Hello, Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, Nash is the harmonica player. Joined me, and we both play, came out to the ball game.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Has there ever been a song, harmonica, and kazoo joined together?
I have never heard a kazoo harmonica duet for Take Me Out to the Ball. Now, first of all, Norman, let me just stop and ask. Norman, I have to ask Dan something. Dan, are you intimidated? Because Norman is one of the best kazoo players in the world.
He is, I know.
Can you hold your own with him?
Yeah,
I think you can. Norman, you can. You start it off, and Dan will jump right in there.
Oh, okay. Go, Cardinals, go.
Yeah. Respect the way that you kind of held back, and you were
and
sort of
him and Kim. Thank
you. More of a background harmonica.
Oh yeah,
and that's not upstaging it.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm sorry.
Something else I can play. I can play the Hail Mary.
Oh,
in the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.
Now, Holy Spirit, Amen. When I play the kazoo, it doesn't sound like that. I'm sure that Norman has a professional-grade kazoo.
Yeah.
And it's a special model that almost sounds like humming.
Well, in a lot of years.
It's got a lot of wear and tear on it, too. How old is your harmonica? I mean, your kazoo there, Norman. How long is your kazoo? How old is it?
I started playing in 1974.
1974?
Almost 40 years.
My mother taught me. Uh-huh. So.
Well, she taught you well. That's the best kazoo playing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Now, can anybody just pick up a kazoo and play like that well, or does it take years of practice?
It didn't take that long.
Didn't take that long? Okay.
No. Well,
that's good to know.
But to become a master, it takes a long time.
Well, he's being modest.
Yeah.
He's downplaying his level of skill. Anything else, Norman?
That's one thing. I'm running proud of my life insurance I got. I got Catholic Life Western Life Insurance.
Mm-hmm. What was that Hail Mary thing you said a while ago? Hail Mary of Spearmint, or what was that?
Hail Mary.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that.
The Father, Son,
are you
Holy
familiar
Spirit.
With that, Dan? You're Catholic, or used to be. Are you familiar with that?
I think you said the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
Father,
Holy Spirit. I thought it was Spearmint.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. I misunderstood.
That's what I meant.
I'm sorry. Well, anything else, Norman?
That's one thing. Sure, nice to be a Catholic. I'm your deacon. All of you that's listening to us there, we are deacons, Dan and I both.
Oh,
really?
Guess what? The Catholic radio station here in town, November 23rd, 27th, they're going to have a radiothon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they let you
come? Dan knows something about that.
Will they
Catholic school is going to be involved in that.
Go ahead, Tim. I know what you're going to ask him. Go ahead and ask him.
Did they let you play the kazoo on their station, Norman?
Wish I could. Well, some way.
They should let you play
Hang
the whole
on here, Norman. You're obviously a devout Catholic. It's a Catholic station. We let you play your kazoo, and they won't. Why is that?
Well, I'm sure they would if I'd show up.
No, they wouldn't. I bet they wouldn't.
When they have their radiophone.
You let us know. They won't.
If they
let
want some big money, they should. Norman.
Shame on them. Yeah, if they want to raise money, put you on with the kazoo.
Yeah.
I do send $1 in every month.
You send $1 in every month?
Well, that's great. I'll tell you what, Norman. Next time we have a charity thing we're raising money for, I'm going to have people call and place bids to hear Norman play. Norman, can you play anything on request or just specific songs? Can you play pretty much any song?
I could play.
Do you know, look, like, do you know, for example, Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Do you know that?
If Dan plays harmonica, I'll join him.
Well, let's hear that.
Yes.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Okay. Here we go. Assuming he only knew like two or three songs.
No.
I was wrong.
Right on the spot.
I was wrong. Well, Norman, always a pleasure. Yeah. Well, obviously it's for you too.
And the AM and the PM.
Well, we can't hear that too much. Okay. Thank you, Norman.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
I hope Norman calls every day for the rest of my radio life.
I love Norman.
That would be fine with
St. Louis Treasure or Sullivan Treasure.
Yeah.
Sullivan Treasure.
He's in Sullivan, Missouri.
If you're listening, the city fathers of Sullivan, you need to put up at the city limits, welcome to Sullivan, home of Norman, the kazoo player.
World's best kazoo player.
Home of Norman, the world's greatest kazoo player.
Yeah.
Pay attention and do that, okay? Next meeting, city council meeting, make that motion or whatever you call it when you do that, and second it and vote on it. Sullivan, Missouri, home of Norman, the world's greatest kazoo player. That sign cannot cost that much money.
No.
In fact, our listeners will come together and pay for the sign.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Man, if I were in Sullivan, I wouldn't even. It's a no-brainer.
I'll chip in for that.
No-brainer. And Peon never chips in for anything.
No.
So that's how behind that idea.
We could have T-shirts and sell it. There's a huge truck stop there. It's a big, massive truck stop.
The Flying J?
Yes, it is. The Flying J. You can make T-shirts up and sell them.
Oh, yeah, because they have a huge gift shop in there.
Yeah.
There was a radio guy years ago called Murray the K. You remember that ring a bell with
Murray
you?
Murray the K, no.
He was an old, like, 50s DJ. Norman the K, the kazoo player.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. John Londoff, I'm sure, is probably not going to be able to be with us today. His mother passed away last night. And so I'm sure there's a lot to be done in the family. It's a pretty big family. And she was pretty sick for quite a while. So our thoughts with the Londoff family. I will take over the duties for both me and for John Londoff. And what I'll ask a peon to do is play the part of John Londoff. And it's a sad day. But sometimes the best way to deal with a sad day is with levity and jocularity and lightheartedness. And I think that, you know, we kind of make fun sometimes of John, but the things we make fun of, his mom, Sylvia, probably thought were wonderful.
Right.
Like his snorting and stuff. And so I'll do my part, and then all you have to do as John Londoff is, if you say something I think is kind of funny, you know how he does that snorting?
Right.
You'll just do that. Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the AM and the PM people. Who have bought vehicles from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know, they own their building and lot. Or as John would say, we own our building and lot. And that would be him on the other end of the phone, both laughing and snorting.
Yeah.
Look, these things about numbers, how many Equinoxes, how many Silverado. Anybody can really do that. They have plenty. Let me put it to you this way. And the one great thing about you, John, is I like the fact that when you are on TV, you don't have yellow teeth.
Thank you, Frank.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? But seriously, folks, that's what the comedians always say. We do, you don't know what to say when somebody's mom died. I mean, she was very ill, and it's a blessing, and she's better off. And I will tell you this, and this is very serious. I love something that he told me about 3 days ago. He said that his mother had said to him, that she was, in so many words, tired. And, you know, the medicine and the care and it's time. And she said, I can't wait to sit down and have dinner with your dad.
Oh, that's great.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
So they're up there now, Sylvia and John Landoff, having dinner together. And I promise you, he's dressed up. He's got on the perfect Windsor knot, and his collar's perfect, and his suit, sport coat's perfect. And she's all dolled up. And they're having dinner on the other side. And on this side, we thank her for the support all the years that she gave her husband in helping him and standing beside him as he created one of the most successful Chevy dealerships in the country. And it continues to be that today, thanks to, of course, you folks who buy your Chevrolets at Johnny Landoff. So they're open not late tonight, 6 tonight, but like he always says, if somebody wants to stay a little later, they'll certainly stay there with you. Tomorrow night, of course, late hours, Friday night. And as far as the pricing thing, you know how I feel about that? I don't spit out a bunch of prices and numbers because I don't think we need to. Certainly, they are competitive with their prices. They're going to pretty much meet or beat anybody else's. That's not why you pick Landoff. You pick it because when they say we treat you like family, yeah, that's kind of a corny thing. You're really not going to be in the real family sitting down to dinner with them at the table. Trust me, he would let you if he could get you all in there. But it is a feeling of great appreciation that's shown to the people who shop there. Unlike some dealerships where you never meet the person whose name is on the sign. And trust me, that is far more common. You're not going to meet Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. They're on the commercials. You're not going to meet them. They don't care about meeting you. They want your money. They want to sell it and move on. You'll see what we're talking about at Landoff. It really is a terrific, I want to say car buying experience, but not everybody buys a car, truck, SUV, whatever it is. It's the kind of buying experience that a lot of people don't even know exists. And those are those people that say, "Ma, there's nothing I dread more than going to buy a new car." Well, that ends at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
And speaking of cars, we'll see how things are moving out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared an accident from eastbound 70 before Memorial, so the eastbound traffic is thinning out. But westbound 70 is slowing from the depressed section out to just a little bit west of Madison. We do have an accident in the South County area at Sappington at Watson or in Crestwood. Also, the west outer road at Seckman down in Jefferson County and Route 4 at Highway 161. They've also cleared a disabled vehicle that was blocking the right lane from westbound 40 at Kings Highway. Westbound 40, really not that bad. It's just running a little bit slow out approaching the Boone Bridge. On westbound 70, look for that slowdown from 370 through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, CRB not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
They're back! That's right! Professional soccer is back in St. Louis. The St. Louis Ambush. The St. Louis Ambush kicks off its season November 22nd against the Pennsylvania Roar at the Family Arena in St. Charles. Presented by Simmons First National Bank. Head coach and St. Louis soccer legend Daryl Duran is putting together the best talent from St. Louis and across the country to compete in the major indoor soccer league. Make plans for the fast-paced action and fun this winter. Call now to reserve your tickets. 636-922-BALL or go to stlouisambush.com. The Ambush, 13 home games this season, will be at the Family Arena just off the Page Extension with easy access from anywhere. Join the fun this season and reserve your seats as the Ambush brings professional soccer back to the Gateway City. Presented by Simmons First National Bank. Go to stlouisambush.com or call 636-922-BALL. That's 636-922-2255. Also like them on Facebook to get more updates of signings and happenings with the team. The St. Louis Ambush. Indoor soccer is back.
Concealed carry is coming to Illinois. Are you ready? Get 8 of the 16 required hours of training now and beat the rush. Metro Shooting Supplies is offering classes in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Convenient weekend classes are forming now. Metro's instructors are certified by the NRA. They're experienced in law enforcement, the military, and competitive shooting, and they're fully insured. Thousands of students have been already trained. Get started on Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies. BuyLearnShoot.com. BuyLearnShoot.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is what we need, some good pick-me-up music. Toe-tapping wow. Music.
Oh, I thought this is for Norman. Stairway to Heaven. I bet Norman could do this.
If you're listening, Norman, I'll bet you can learn this on the kazoo, Stairway to Heaven. This will be an easy one for him. Piece of cake. I'm hoping that the person who just came here and dropped off what I have in my hand is able to listen. Let me explain something to you. I get the biggest kick out of rediscovering every once in a while how nice people are. Especially the people that listen to this show. And I know that makes me sound like I'm kind of, I don't know, bragging that this show has special people listening. Well, we do. Okay, no rock station where people, or any other music station where people jump station to station when there's a song on they don't like. It's not the same. This audience is very loyal. And don't ever, ever think that I don't know that, and I've known it for a long time. I can see it in our advertisers and the results they get. Regardless of the fact that I saw the latest ratings again this morning We're not in there. There's a gospel AM station in the top 21 stations, but we're listed as not existing. And that's because we will not pay, as we did for years, their extortion fee to be in the ratings. So smart advertisers get that, and they know it. But the size of the hearts of the people listening to this station. Two examples. Somebody just came here and anonymously, no name, don't want any credit, heard me talk about a friend, without getting too specific because I don't want to embarrass anybody, let's call it a friend of the family that we happen to know. Not real close. In fact, I've never met the guy, but one of my sons knows him, and he has three boys, and they live in a trailer, and the guy works very, very hard, and he's a good dad and a hard worker, and they've never been to a baseball game, ever. And they had tickets to go, and one of these boys got very sick and had to go to the hospital, and they planned this for a month, and they missed the game Tuesday night and were devastated. The other two boys were crying. The boy, 11-year-old boy in the hospital, was so upset because he thought he'd ruined this month-long planned trip to Busch Stadium to a baseball game. He ruined it for his dad, his brothers. And I told my son to call this guy and say, cheer up. Don't worry about it. Things happen. We'll get you tickets. And the station here gave me four more tickets, so they're going to be going in a couple of weeks. And then today, a few minutes ago, somebody comes by the station. It's just an envelope and a note. And you know who you are out there. Thank you. I wish you'd let me shake your hand. I wish you'd at least just, you know, said hello. And it's four coupons, each one good for a hot dog and a Coke at the concession stand at Busch Stadium. Here's the note. For the dad and his three sons, a drink and a hot dog for each of them. That's it. That's the note. I don't know who you are, but thank you. You know, tonight, I'm going to dinner. I'm going to Annie Gunn's for dinner tonight. And I'm going to dinner because a nice lady and her husband are going to have dinner with me and my wife. I don't know them, have never met them. But this is the kind of people that we have listening to this show. She and her husband paid $3,000 to have dinner with us tonight, and all of it goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer. That's the kind of people in this audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will thank you till the last day I'm on the air, whether that's a month from now or 10 years from now. I have never not been aware of your loyalty to this show. And the great thing about being able to ignore ratings, especially bogus, erroneous, ridiculous ratings that really make no sense, is that it's not about the number of people listening anyway. Whether we had more listeners than anybody or fewer listeners than others, it's about response. It's about response to things like this, to charitable causes, to help out a kid with his boys going to a ball game. It's about response to the advertisers and going to buy their products. That's what it's about. You can have a million people listening to one station, and let's say we had only 100,000. Let's say we had a tenth of that. But if you have a business or a charity, and we can send you 50 people and they send you 10, which would you rather have? So thank you to Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous for the coupons for the hot dog and a Coke. And I don't know what a hot dog and a Coke cost at Busch Stadium, but I told Peon and Dan, I said, wow, a hot dog and a Coke each for four people, that's like $75.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's huge. At least 40 or 50 bucks, yeah, probably.
It's huge.
Yeah, I think so, a large soda is like $8.
Yeah.
Now, I've talked too much, and I didn't get to take some calls. I want to take. I'll take one quick one. We'll get caught up in business, then we'll take a whole bunch more because it's Thursday. So all next hour, we can take a whole bunch of phone calls. Let me grab Mike real quickly. Not actually grab him, but grab his phone call. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, this is Michael from Farmington.
That's why I said hi, Mike.
Remember we talked the other day?
Yes.
Sometimes I get nervous. So.
Well, that's okay. I'm nervous, too. Go ahead.
Okay. did you get to read that story?
Which story?
Okay, remember the flashing headline I made up? Breaking Bad, 25 arrested. Oh, Breaking Bad news, 25 arrested.
Oh, yeah, Colin told us about that. He had been covering that story that day, the meth bust.
Yes, he did. He had that story right after you called us. He was aware of it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I do want to add, you can read more extensive and exclusive. I really didn't like the St. Louis Post. They come out with a couple paragraphs, but Daily Journal Online.
Okay.
To read the whole story, because they even include the man Francis, the tattoo artist, who was murdered, and his body was buried in a septic tank of all places.
Okay.
And it's quite a story.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you. You all have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
There goes Mike, and I'm gonna have to get caught up. If I don't get caught up, I'm gonna be very, very sorry. And is Steve the conductor on here?
Yes.
Yeah. A quick hit with Steve the conductor. Steve, I got about half a minute. How are you?
Hi. Happy New Year to you.
What does that mean?
Happy New Year.
The Jewish New Year.
Yes.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Steve.
Right. And let me proclaim that I am Alpha Mike and the Papa Mike.
Okay.
I am in the PM.
All right, Steve.
I wish you would do, and have a good one.
You too, Steve. Thank you.
Right.
It's nice. Just wanted to wish us
Alpha
a happy
Mike
New Year.
And the Papa.
Now, what are those acronyms called? Or they're not acronyms, but
pilots use that.
Yeah.
Those are the letters
Flight
of the alphabet.
Numbers.
And if like a tail number of a plane is TNP, it would be Tango November Papa. Steve knows it. He's an Air Force guy.
That's right.
He proved it right there. All right, Window World. Let's chat for a second about windows and about the price of windows. And how sometimes let's take an FM disc jockey, for example. Just pick somebody at random. I just picked a random occupation. An FM DJ might look at an ad for a window and see, oh, look, and he would even say to his wife, look, honey, here are those $189 windows we keep hearing about when we listen to the large morning show in the afternoon, even though I'm not supposed to because I work at an FM station. And sadly, what he's showing her is an ad for that other company that has underneath. It's not even Window World. It's sad. It's sad sometimes. Sorry. Sometimes I just feel really bad for people who aren't very smart. There may be even more than one company. I know of one in particular where the ads are $189. In fact, they use the same color scheme in the ads as Window World. They try to copy the type style. Well, it's not working. They know it's not working because their sales are roughly 20% of what Window World sales are. So Window World's doing four times the business they're doing with the window that's the same price. What's the difference? The difference is the Window World windows, the one that has a lifetime warranty and the good housekeeping seal of approval and terrific installation people and the cleanup after the work and on and on and on and take the old stuff out. That's Window World. That's the one you want. So don't be confused. If you want to know more and find out more, go to WindowWorldSt.Louis.com or call this number, 314-993-1800. Locally owned and operated Window World.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, aren't you glad we're not FM DJs anymore?
Yes, I am.
Tim, I couldn't have said it better. Woo! Those were the days.
Yeah.
By the way, when we go to work the next time at an FM station, you know we'll all be saying, aren't you glad we aren't AM DJs anymore? wind blows.
What are you going to say about AM people then?
I'll make all the jokes like I did before when I was on FM. All the jokes were about AM DJs.
So these two AM DJs walking
the bar. Yeah. Oh, sure. And by the way, our song changed. There's no fun left on AM. We're all ready to go with it.
Yeah.
We're ready at a moment's notice.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not there. I'm glad I'm not there anymore to be made fun of as an FM DJ. Hey, thanks to a KTRS listener, we've got a lane down at southbound 270 at Big Bend, and that's causing a real jam up between Ladue all the way down through Big Bend. Now, it looks like westbound 70 is going just a little west of Cave Springs out through Mid River Small Drive. Eastbound 270, just getting busy now between Lindbergh and New Florissant, and approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, east 40 is just a little bit slow from about Busch Stadium. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Protect a bundle and save a bundle with Allstate bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, and more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Don't miss the St. Louis Men's Expo this Saturday and Sunday at St. Charles Convention Center. There'll be outdoor products, campers, RVs, cars, trucks, and much more. Admission and parking are free. See stlmens-expo.com for show info.
Fall is back, so hurry into JCPenney this weekend because there are PTAs and conference days, and somehow everyone's more confident in a new pencil skirt. Except for me, JCPenney.
All right, now listen up, folks. Next hour, I'd like to break all previous records for taking phone calls. So if you've never called before, wide open next. It's a beautiful thing about Thursday. So we're here for your calls. One of the things, if we don't talk about it next hour, we will in the Playhouse. There is a, and Mike Evans would love this story. There's a woman in Hawaii who's very upset with the state of Hawaii because of what they did to her state ID card. And it all has to do with her last name. Wait until you hear what her last name is. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's pretty unbelievable. Amini's. It's in the valley. You probably know that. Copper Dome looks like a could be a an arena football league stadium or something. It's not. It's a store. And I've never been able to and may never be able to describe to you what kind of store it is because it's not like any other store you've ever been in. Now, you've been in other stores who sell some of the things they sell, but not many because I'll bet you I haven't been in many stores that sell pinball machines. Have you?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Arcade games? No. Sometimes you might run across a game store, but does that store also have the Jeffy lighting collection? No, they don't. Area rugs, both handmade and machine-made? No, they don't. Do they have patio furniture? No. So you get the idea. This is a store that has all these different related but unrelated things, and they're all related in the sense that anything you buy at Amini's is going to make your home more of a home, more comfortable, more fun, whatever. It's a store like no other. I've always wanted a jukebox. One of these days, I'm going to have one, and it's going to be like the ones they sell at Amini's. I got a shuffleboard table and a pinball machine. I got some things on the wish list. Aminis in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. Please go by and check out that great patio furniture still on sale. Aminis.com, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It succumbed to water less than a year ago in Superstorm Sandy. Now fire is